Hello, I'm Rev David, and I live, work and play on Alderney, one of the Channel Islands. Thanks for joining me as I wander through life. In the 1415 and 1600s, there was a great age of discovery, where intrepid explorers set off across the world in search of unknown lands and peoples. And part of this age was the development of charts and maps, but the explorers were going right to the edge of the maps and beyond. When you stepped off the map, then you were considered to be in great danger. In fact, the people who drew the maps would write on the edges the phrase, "Here be dragons." This was shorthand for all that was unknown, mysterious, and potentially dangerous. Or to look at it from the point of view of the explorer, everything that was exciting, remarkable, and adventurous. They set sail into uncharted waters and, metaphorically at least, engaged with dragons. Now I've been thinking about this as, over the last couple of weeks, we've talked about the wise men journeying through foreign lands for 2 years to visit Jesus, and last week about getting married and not knowing how it would work out, and the difference between fairy tale and real life. But we all have edges to our lives, don't we? We all have what we do and what we don't do, where we go and where we don't go, who we spend time with and who we ignore. Some of that is born of experience. We tried it and either liked it or not, and that then informs how we live. But what about all the things we've not tried, all the people we've never spoken to, and all the places we've never been? Are there really dragons out there, or just more adventures to be enjoyed? Most people listening to this Thought for Friday are on Alderney, but weren't born here. And this small island often feels like it's not on any map. So all of us have come to live here, we've stepped off the map and taken a chance on the dragons, and lived to tell the tale. I wonder then, where are the edges and the dragons in your life? Are there places and people that need to be explored and discovered? In the Bible, there's a great tradition of people journeying for all sorts of reasons. Sometimes they are running away from something. Sometimes they are running towards something. Often they travelled with others, which offered them comfort and safety, but also someone to share the adventures with. 14 years ago, myself and three others drove two classic cars from Land's End to John O'Groats. I'd never been to either place before, and not to many of the places in between either. It was a great adventure, but not all smooth and straightforward. There were lots of ups and downs and breakdowns along the way. But even today, all those years later, we still talk of the time we spent together and the people we met. So here's a thought for Friday, or more of a question really. Where will you be exploring and adventuring this year? And who with? And if you do come across any dragons, be sure to let me know. That's it for now. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next time. Thank you.